Your shoe will go live in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2. Sweat like acid stained and ruined all my clothes. I had to burn the things that smelled in your cologne. Left me naked, is it bad? Tried to make sure no one could hold me again. It's not me who has to live your mistake. I come through strong anyway. Baby, I've got no regret. Baby, I've got no regret. There was a time I thought my heart began with you. You took advantage of the good you had me do. I refuse to turn to stone and call to come with your bed. Now it's not me who sold you to turn for the world. I'll come through strong and you. This shouldn't hurt. Not the cat of a million smiles. A man about town who had lost all of his love to a girl.
I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my fantasy giggles?
David Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up, shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
Hair out, I got my muscles out, giggles going all out.
Well, we've decided to bring a little class to the show.
A lot of class.
Keeping it highbrow, I think.
Oh yeah.
Or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna talk. I'm so excited right now. I am brimming.
You kind of are
brimming.
Let me ask you this: did you get out of the house today?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Well, that's a turn of events.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Turn yourself down a little bit. Yeah, you're a little hot, but it's cool. Don't worry about it.
The big G? The big giggles?
The big giggles.
Big giggles. I did get out of the house today. I did an audio gig.
Oh.
And I hired David Valentine to do my audio gig.
DV, huh?
DV. While he was doing the audio gig.
How do you think he feels about Valentine's Day? Do you think it's his own day?
Well, he's got a lady, so.
Yeah, but his name is Valentine.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not a good. No. Anyway, I am Dave, and sitting across from me in the Charlie Brown-like sweater and pants and hair. Well,
no,
well, he is losing his hair. However, is Giggles. What are you doing? Why are you taking off the belt?
Taking off the belt because I'm relaxed. I'm relaxed today, tonight.
There's a lady present.
We do have a lady present.
We do.
We're going to get to her in a few minutes.
Sure.
We want to build the suspense a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But Sonia Montes.
Uh-huh.
It might be Sonia. We'll find out in a few minutes.
How'd you pronounce it?
Sonia. I think it's Sonia. Sonia? Yes. Don't talk. Don't talk. You're not coming again.
So let me just a little bit of the ambiance. So yeah. I get over here, and typically the room we do the show in is just cluttered mess, dirt all over the floor, things hanging, underwear hanging from the ceiling. It just doesn't matter. Usually you're not even wearing a shirt.
It's true.
Today I come over, you're mopping, you're dusting, you have a candle going.
It's Yankee Candle's Black Cherry.
Yankee Candle Black Cherry. It does smell nice.
Well, because we have a lady in studio, so I wanted to clean it up a little bit.
So you can call us, 646-915-9228.
That number again is 646-915-9228.
Yeah.
And we got a jam-packed hour with Sonia Montez. She's going to play a couple songs. We're going to get to know her. I don't even know a damn thing about her.
That's true.
All I know is she's flamenco. Oh, she maybe not flamenco. I don't think that's a
class.
Nationality.
Bring
but
the
she's
class.
Bringing the class.
She's flamenco.
She's flamenco.
She's from Flamenco Islands, and she's really living it up here. So today is another nice day out there.
February 6th.
February 6th. You know what today is?
12 degrees warmer than the record. I've been global warming.
Do you know what today is?
I'm gonna turn her mic off. She's coughing.
Coughing up
she's
a storm.
Coughing. There we go. There, she's done.
Got rid of her.
Got rid of her. Oh, it sounds a lot nicer.
It does. Maybe we'll bring her down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So today, as I was saying, I should probably turn the phones on so we can see what's happening. All right, now we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
Good. We missed all those callers.
We missed all those callers. We did. Today's the 6th of February.
Right.
Today is my father's birthday.
Really?
Yep.
Happy birthday. What's your dad's name?
John.
John.
Big JC.
Big JC. Happy birthday, JC. Yeah.
And tomorrow, my birthday.
Really?
Yep.
You were born a day? That's
after I stole my father's birthday.
Get this.
All right.
I am not shitting you right now. My dad's birthday was the day, I think, I'm going to get this wrong. It was the day before his brother's birthday, and they're exactly like almost a year apart.
So who's older?
My dad's brother, my uncle.
So your dad stole his brother's birthday. Because that's what happens. When you're born around the same time and you're younger,
right,
you steal a birthday. Because you're the baby. You're going to give all of you attention, you know?
Yeah. No, it's – and get this. My uncle – this is – my family is so like
– it's birthday talk.
Birthday
Dave
talk.
And Giggles.
My uncle died on my dad's birthday. Talk about
now
that.
He stole your dad's birthday. He just went back the other way.
It was crazy.
And stole your dad's birthday.
It's nuts.
So he died a day before his birthday?
My uncle died on my dad's birthday when my dad was alive.
Day before his birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went almost out the same day he came in.
I know. Crazy, right?
That was like, who was that? Was it Twain who went out the same day he was born?
Maybe.
I think it was.
Maybe. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So anyways, happy birthday, JC Colonna. And to you as well.
That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna put her up again. I'm gonna see just in case she wants to come in.
Sure.
If she just
well,
to chime
introduce
in.
Her right. I mean, we did start out with one of her songs, which is I'm telling you, bringing class to the show.
A lot
and,
of class.
And I'm excited for her. She's gonna play some songs for us in a little bit, and we're gonna get to know her. We're gonna get to know Sonia Montez.
I've heard it both ways.
She has.
Yeah. Get this, Sonia's right. Sonia was my uncle's girlfriend.
You want to tell? When's her birthday?
It was.
Well, not you. But the name Sonia.
When was her birthday?
I don't know.
This is birthday talk. Dave
this is
Giggles.
Like 6 degrees with David and Giggles.
Wow. All right.
My birthday is in February.
When's your birthday?
The 22nd.
27. My mom's is the 27th.
And my drummer's is the 29th.
Let's keep going. Nice. Who else is it? Call us up. 646-915-9228. And Abe Lincoln. All right, so it is the day after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We can talk about that for a minute. We won't get into it because there's, you know, all those black, you know, people out there that only talk sports.
Did you say all those black
Black
people?
Shirts. Black shirts, I was going to say.
You almost said
No, I was
going to
say black shirts.
People.
Black shirts. They don't like to talk about sports.
Who are black shirts?
The people who like art, singing.
You mean commies?
Yeah, the commies.
Okay.
Those are the red shirts.
So tell me what you thought of the Super Bowl.
I thought it was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, coming from New York, you got to love it, beating New England.
What do you think about that ass-in touchdown?
That was pretty great.
That was awesome.
Do you know why he did that?
To just rub it in their face?
No, not at all.
Something about he didn't want to get a touchdown?
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to get a touchdown.
He wasn't supposed to get a touchdown. He was supposed
to
sit down and run the clock out.
And get the field goal.
Because if he ran the clock out, which he would have ran it down to like 10 seconds, then they would have scored the touchdown and won the game. But he ran it. The hole opened up so much that he just ran in untouched. And he was like, I'm going to sit. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And he just ass-ended it in, which was fantastic. I thought that was the best way to win the Super Bowl.
So funny.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Sonia, we're just gonna open it up to you. Sonia Montez.
Give a little backstory, Sonia.
I met Sonia at Jack's Coffee Shop. She was doing a recording with Rada and Ronstadt. They were recording for a new album that they do over at Jack's Coffee, yeah. And they had you on. Mm-hmm. Last but not least, I mean, they saved the best for last. It was sultry.
I was just really late.
You were a little late. It's really late. But these guys, you know, they were running a little bit behind, but they fit you in. They fit like four or five songs, and it was great. It was awesome. I took some pictures. They had this guy who was recording it, so I don't know when that's coming out, but it's going to be good, and we're going to maybe we'll get Trot and Ronstadt back in there. But give us a little – I know nothing about you.
Way to do your research, buddy. What? Really hitting a home run. You're so excited. You can't even sit still. You got to take off your belt. You don't know what
it's
to
true.
Say.
All I know about Sonia is she's Flamencan.
She's from the Flamencan Islands.
Apparently, yeah.
So yeah. I'm guessing you're from Brooklyn.
Not originally, but I've lived in Brooklyn for since 98, so mm-hmm. for quite a while. And before that, I lived in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I was actually raised there. So
So you're Puerto Rican.
So you're not Flamengo.
I'm actually not Puerto Rican at all.
Really?
I'm Dominican and Mexican. I was born in California.
Ah, all right. Don't be afraid to get up on that mic just a little bit. I think it's that one. The SM58 is picking you up. There you go.
Hmm. Interesting.
So you came to New York to make it big.
No. I was 14. I had no.
Did you come for a guy?
That's disgusting.
Like you do.
Jesus.
I'm asking if she came to New York for a guy.
Did you come for a guy? Jesus.
I came to New York for a girl.
This is
a
classy show. Okay, build up to that.
This is a classy show.
It's true.
We'll talk about that later.
All right, so you're 14.
Rambling gigs.
Rambling. Give us the lowdown. You want to be in America.
Want to be an American. They all do.
I wanted to live in America because, my mom moved here and I was 14, so I didn't really have a choice. I just mm-hmm. came along and I was quite happy because New York is a very rare place where you can just be fuck all and no one cares.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I came here and then, like, within 4 or 5 months, I had producers, which is kind of funny. I mean, I had... Do you guys have you ever seen House Party?
With Kid Play.
Yeah.
Yes.
Full Force, the bullies.
I don't know Full Force, but okay.
The guys that had the really high voice.
I don't remember.
Do now? The entire story revolved around the fact that they were trying to throw a house party and these bullies were trying to stop them. The bullies, they're Full Force and they used to be my producers. And,
so you're 14 and a half and you're getting produced.
I was 14 and I was being produced.
So you were singing. Were you playing guitar? Were you singing?
Like Kid and Play. Pretty much like Kid and Play.
Like pretty much just like Kid and Play with the dance numbers. I had written these songs and I just went to this audition out of chance. You know, I kind of saw it in the paper and I went and they really liked me. So they developed me for a while and
it was
really poppy.
Yeah.
So I ended up like leaving.
Okay. That's okay. You can do that.
It's going to happen.
And I went to college and I rebelled against my family and I studied forensic psychology for a while. And then I went back to music.
Really?
So that was my rebellion.
Your parents, they were
my mom,
into
my whole
music.
Family. Yeah. My whole family is full of musicians. So they wanted me to go to Purchase or Berkeley or something.
So I was listening to you play before. You sound like you've got years and years of studying underneath you playing guitar. Did your parents play guitar? Did they teach you?
Yeah, actually they both played guitar. My mom taught me a little bit when I was 9 and then I just kind of picked it up and, I played a bunch of instruments in the meantime. Like, I played violin first and then drums, and I sucked at both of those. Mm. So guitar is easy because any asshole can play it. And
that's true.
That's basically,
I tried. I'm not an asshole.
That was my reasoning. You know, being a really good guitar player is hard, but any idiot can, like, really play guitar. And I was an idiot, so, and still am. So I choose to play guitar.
Gotcha. There's something sexy about a woman playing flamenco guitar.
Sure.
I don't know what it is, but it's just like...
You keep saying that. I don't even like that. It's you don't play flamenco.
Is that flamenco guitar?
No.
Well,
he doesn't pay attention.
Aren't you?
He's like, you're Hispanic.
You're Hispanic.
So you. I'm gonna try not to be racist on this show tonight, but it's just
gonna
happen.
It's gonna happen.
It's gonna
happen.
It's good.
I'm getting a lot of people telling me right now that they need to hear you play. So why don't we try to start off with a song? Because they're like, we want to hear a play. We want to hear a play.
They don't want to listen to us.
They don't want to listen to us.
They don't want
to
hear my story.
They
want
to hear you guys. No, we'll get back to that.
Well, I'll start with a cover like you do. I'll do a little Irving Berlin because you wanted some fucking class. So
okay.
This is fucking class. Jeez.
this is called Reaching for the Moon.
Sonia Montez, Reaching for the Moon.
the moon, and you appear to be so close and yet so far from me, and here am I on a night in June reaching for the moon. I wonder if we'll ever meet. My song of love is incomplete. Now just the words searching for the truth, reaching for the moon.
Sonia Montez, Reaching for the Moon.
It
was beautiful. It was beautiful.
Sultry.
Yeah, very sultry. We were getting a lot of compliments from that. I want to hear people call in and tell us what you think, because I know you're going to love it.
Yeah.
I know you do. Because you know why? We do.
Yeah. This, I almost want to say, maybe the best vocalist we've had on the Dave and Giggles show.
That's true.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, I swear.
Turn your mic up a little bit more. You got to ride those levels.
Sorry, this is new for me. We've only been doing this 3 years.
Well, we usually don't put you in charge of things.
It's true. It's true.
I will say that Giggles is right, because we've had a lot of really amazing musicians on the show, but the voice, I think, is I think you topped them. But we've had good vocalists too. Yeah. Not gonna lie to you, we've had good vocalists, but not like classically trained as yours is.
Yeah,
it's molded in a way. All right, I'm gonna stop.
But, no, but I'm anyway. Really interested in hearing it.
Yeah, 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. And it's good.
And I'm not going to call her a jukebox, but if there's like a song
that,
what? A jukebox.
A what?
A jukebox. But if there's
some 80s covers?
If there's there's something you're like, ooh, I just want to hear this woman sing this song, and she can do it, maybe she will.
A what?
Maybe she will.
What does he want to hear?
A jukebox.
A what?
A jukebox?
What are you doing?
I was trying to do that.
Whoa, really? No.
I was trying to do that.
If you're going to do a sounder, you got to be ready.
I didn't have the volume up because I turned it down. Whatever.
All right.
Back to the
Sonia,
music.
I want to ask you, what is your opinion of American Idol? And America's Got Talent and The Voice and all these other shows. What's your take on those?
Okay, well, I think I've seen one episode of American Idol since it's been on.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't really have much of an opinion on that. Or, what's the other one?
America's Got Talent and The Voice. I do not watch these things.
I started
watching The Voice for a minute after the Super Bowl last night.
I was asked, okay, this is bad. Go ahead. Probably going to get me in trouble.
No, let's hear it.
I was asked to do a private audition for The Voice for this season that just passed, and it was my mom's 51st birthday on the day of, so I was like, you know, go fuck yourself, but it's kind of funny, like I just figured they really genuinely found these people on the street or however it is that they find them, but no, it was like a, you know, private audition, like come in and really want
to. Now, so somebody was like, oh, we need to get Sonia in on this audition. But do they get, like, say, a manager or an agent? I don't want to get you in trouble. You know, don't. But, like, if they pull you in and you win $1 million, you got to give them a cut?
Probably. I mean, those contracts are pretty awful.
They own your life.
Yeah. They're pretty awful. Yeah. I wouldn't ever do one of those.
And also, you look at the past, like, I mean, except for possibly the first or second American Idols, they've all lost money for They've all lost money for the whatever production company or whatever management. They don't sell records, you know.
No, I like, absolutely understand.
They only sell for what they do on stage on the reality show, and then after that, they just lose it.
I'll say the biggest winner of American Idol is Kelly Clarkson.
She's well, that was still, the first one.
It was the first one, but she's still going strong.
She kind of broke off, though, after a while, right?
She well, like... you have like a 5-record or 4-record contract with these people,
yeah.
these demons. And then once you, you know, once you go on, but Clay Aiken, nobody ever heard of it. Ruben Studdard, he's probably choking on a hamburger right now.
What? Oh, why?
Terrible. Have you ever noticed you've never seen CeeLo and Ruben Studdard at the same place at the same time?
The same person, really? You're saying.
Are they? Just
you've heard like it her, here masks? First. You've heard it
same
here.
Same birth, different masks.
Well, Ruben has, he's got sensitive eyes, and CeeLo's teeth are just blinding, so I think he
wow.
just blinds his...
Blinds his
He's
the
got
bones.
The whitest teeth I've ever
I'd
come
say,
across.
Let's say CeeLo is everywhere. I think there's more
think
than one
is.
Of him.
And yet, I can't deal with this, honestly. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true. Have you heard the chicken version of Fuck You?
Mm-mm.
The Muppet chicken version?
No. Is it?
It's amazing.
Should
it's
I,
the most
should
amazing.
I look it up?
Yeah, look it up while we do this.
I've
caller,
never heard in my life.
Caller, you're on the air. Why don't you turn up the mic? There we go.
Hello, it's Holly.
Hey, Holly, what's going on?
Holly!
Hey.
She
so
sounds pissed.
Two things. How do you guys know Sonia Montez? Because she's my friend.
This is true. We stole her from you.
It's true. And if you would have been listening to the radio show, I just told you how I met her at Jack's Coffee Shop.
You didn't listen, Holly. You're not listening.
You told me that?
We told you.
Busy. Holly's a busy, popular woman.
A busy
beaver. Call her Hollywood.
Oh, that's do you? The,
yeah.
Oh, that's going to stick, Holly.
Yeah, we've had her on the show before. She's
true.
Been here.
It's true. All right, so Holly, tell us what's going on.
So I have two requests.
Nice.
One, I want to hear Sonia sing the Big Star song, 13.
Nice. I haven't played that in months. I'm going to screw that up, but sure.
She's going to play it well.
Okay, and
she's going to play a plethora of songs.
The word plethora in the sentence.
You...
Are you talking to Marco?
As in, there is a plethora of talent in my life. From the
not
band.
In this room.
No, Dave has to do
oh,
it.
Oh, nice, Dave, go.
It doesn't sound silly, does it?
Yeah, I know. I'm just too smart.
All right, you guys have fun. Sonia, if you can sing that song, it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
well,
I will definitely at least try to sing a verse and chorus of it.
She's only going to sing it if she's listening.
Yeah, Holly.
Jeff A., would you say I have a plethora of sweaters?
Nice.
Jeff A., why are you saying Jeff A.?
That wasn't for anyone in this room.
Ugh, these inside jokes have
got
to stop.
Got to stop.
All right.
All right, Holly just hung up. Hang up. All right, whatever. It was good talking
bye,
to you.
Holly.
Good caller. And if you want to call in, the number to call is 646-915-9228.
Sure.
If you call when I'm on some really smart rant or Sonia's singing, then we'll put you on hold for a second. But be patient, and we'll see
put
you.
Put you on hold for a second.
For a second. All right. So are you confident in singing this song? If you mess up,
yeah,
it's okay.
No,
I mean, Dave messes up all the time.
It's true.
Just ask his boss.
It's the lyrics. They're like, because it.
So what's the name of the song?
It's this song by Big Star. It's called 13. It's like one of their most famous songs. Actually, this band is really influential. They're from the 70s, and all their songs are so left of the dial, indie. It sounds like R.E.M., but in the 70s. It's amazing.
They were the original R.E.M.
Yeah, they actually wrote that the Ballad of El Gordo.
El Gordo.
Yeah.
I've heard of El Gordo.
That it was covered by the Jim
The
Boston.
Fat Man.
It was awful. Oh, no, not Gordo, Goodo.
Goodo,
was,
even better.
Yeah, it was covered, I think, by the Jim Blossoms, and they did a horrible version of it.
Oh, well, Jim Blossoms, they could chase his car around. No, wait, that's the... All right, so this is...
you don't
what's
know.
What's the name of the song?
You don't know.
What's the name of the 13. Song? 13 by Sonia Montez.
By Big Star.
Yeah, but Sonia's... Like just
I might only be able to sing like one.
Let's step on his giggle. Listen to his giggle. All right. Turn us down and let's play this thing.
I like it. You should leave it on. Okay, here we go. Won't you let me take you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can. of it because I don't really remember the rest. But, yeah.
Talk about leaving me unsatisfied.
I know. Such a tease. I do that a lot in live shows, too. Like, I'll do, like, half of an 80s song, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done.
That's all you get. That's what you should say. Just stop and say, that's all you get.
Yeah, I've done that.
Instead of saying, I fucked it up, or, like, this is I can't go on anymore because I can't remember. Mm-hmm. That is all you get.
That is all you get.
I used to do that sometimes when I was a theater. I was an actor for a while.
In bed.
Until I realized.
That's what you used to say, in bed.
Until I realized I had no talent. But I would start
That's
these
true.
Monologues.
I've seen him act. It's really bad.
Where I'd be in class, and these kids would start these monologues, and you know that they would see the failure on their face, and they'd be like, oh, I got to start again. But like the teacher's always taught you, keep going. But sometimes you just have to start it again. But that'd be really funny if that happened on stage. Like somebody's giving a monologue, and they're like, oh, let me start that again. But that was nice. Well, thank you for giving us that half-assed rendition.
You should hear the real version. Whatever you do, don't hear the Courtney Love version, because that will ruin your ears forever.
Unless you're on heroin.
No, I'm pretty sure if you're on heroin, she did a really horrible cover of that song.
Do you are you a fan of any TV shows right now? Are you a big?
I'm a huge The Big Bang Theory fan.
Oh, what?
Really?
Me and
I love nerds.
Mrs. Giggles is into that show, and I'm like,
I love science and I love nerds, and that dude from Roseanne.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to sit back and let you guys talk about television.
What? TV on the radio.
That's a band.
Yeah, I used to like some weird shows. Like I was really into Chuck, too, but that's all about
Chuck. Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right.
I like shows with really cute guys in them.
Yeah. So does Dave.
Oh.
He just called you gay.
It might be an anthropological.
I do this thing where I'm into TV shows, and I sort of... like relate to the character, because you know I'll watch them on Netflix and I'll start watching a bunch of them and I start to feel like that character. I was like, oh, I'm just like gonna act like right now I'm watching Breaking Bad, so I'm like, all right,
so
like
I'm
relating with like the guy who's cooking meth. I was like, yeah, I could probably start cooking some meth in my back room and you know being all like, you know,
you
reclusive
should. You don't
to
have
the
anything
wife.
Else to do.
No, nothing.
You got nothing. You don't have a dying kid though.
Well, he's not dying.
He's dying. That's a good show, though. I'm not gonna lie.
It is good.
I think we need to stop talking about television though.
Okay, let's talk real.
So, Sonia, where do you see we were talking to you before and you were talking about the song that we opened up with.
Yeah.
You had the bass player from, I wanna say you said The Roots.
The Roots, yeah, the new bass player for The Roots. Is my old
then
bass player.
Then kicked him out of the band.
I did not kick him out.
You should have.
I should have. I will say it on the air. I should have.
No.
I didn't kick him out. We just kind of, you know, he's really busy and really talented, and we stopped playing with each other because I don't pay my musicians.
Oh, and, that happens.
No, I do. I do when I can, but, you know, we're broke.
Sometimes musicians don't even get paid. Like, you might not even get paid.
I can't pay you today. I don't get paid a lot, which makes whoring yourself all that much more whorier.
Let's talk about it.
But, yeah, no.
She did not come to America or New York for a guy.
No.
I did not.
No.
So where do you see your music taking you in like,
don't
you know,
touch the mic.
Soon.
What are you
it's
doing?
Falling apart on me.
We need a new mic stand.
That's what we do.
All right.
So, I mean, you're playing with a lot of different people. You're telling me that you're playing with an all-girl mariachi band, which sounds amazing.
It's pretty cool to be in an all-chick band of talented, mature women who know what they're
talking about. So what is it like to play? We were talking about it a little bit, but I this is why I try not to talk to people before, but I got a little information. Cool. So what is it like to play with a group of guys compared to a group of girls?
Well, the girls are the party animals, believe it or not. We go to gigs and we get drunk afterwards sometimes. We're trying to take it easy because we're getting old. But the guys are super square and they're...
That's because you like nerds.
I do like nerds. I don't like the guys in my band. I have a very strict no dating musicians policy. But, the guys in my band, they're really kind of serious and they buckle down and they know exactly what to do all the time. And I'm kind of intimidated by them on a normal basis. But the girls, like, you know, we're all sort of on the same boat. So
no pun intended. That was so racist. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Is it because you came from flamenco?
No. It's really cool because I think I'm not. I've played with them for a really long time. One of them is my cousin, and I played with her since I was seven.
So when you're playing with the girls and you're saying they're party animals, is it? When I think of that, I think I'm
no, like, bras
throwback,
are taking off.
A throwback to like the 80s where you're like, you're seeing a dude out there and you're like, that one's mine. That guy's mine. Yeah. That one you can have. Let's get our manager to bring these guys backstage. Is this the way it works?
We don't have a manager. But no, we do have
Giggles can manage.
We could do this. Dave and Giggles managing an all-girl mariachi. That would be so awesome.
That would be good.
We're going to do the subway tour. We have like guys who come to our shows and stay for like we do like 3-hour sets, you know, like 45 minutes three times in restaurants and stuff. And their guys will stay like 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? You know,
they're there just to see you guys. Why? Infatuating.
But no, none of them. We've never really gone like, oh yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, that's not really...
It's
never really happened.
It seemed
yet.
What do you? Let me ask you this, because some people hate
it. Have boyfriends.
It doesn't matter when you're on the road, rock and roll lifestyle. Let's just do it, you know.
All girl mariachi.
All girl mariachi bands.
I know, we're like the Go Go's of mariachi. It's kind of funny.
Now I want to ask you, because sometimes people hate it when they come on the subway, but the guys, you know, the xylophone, not the xylophone, the accordion and the guitar and the boots and the hats, and they come on the subways. Does that annoy you when you see that, or do you get a little inspired?
Well, it depends on how good the music is. Yeah. Usually the music is not all that great. Mm. But, yeah, no, not really. We're an all-girl mariachi. It's really difficult because it's a really misogynistic world.
Yeah. Can you say mariachi again, please?
Mariachi.
Ooh, that was good. I like that. That was really nice. Now, do you busk at all? Are you a busker? Will you get out there? Now, busking, for the layman term, is to play music in the subways and the streets and...
Well, we do play in the subway. We've actually gotten most of our gigs. Like, we got an article in the Daily News because someone saw us in Times Square playing.
Really?
But we have, like, the official banner. We have, like, the thing with the...
That
the
lets you know. Yeah. Because they'll give you a ticket for it.
Yeah,
they've
tried. Yeah. Even though we have the permits, they've actually tried.
Bastards.
They're like, stop it.
Yeah. You can't tell the cops to stop it.
No, they never listen.
Yeah.
I did file a complaint. It went nowhere. Like, the detective was kind of just like, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. Click.
Okay, yeah.
Bye. Detectives are the worst. New York City detectives, I've been in contact with worst people. They just don't know. They just don't care. They just really don't care.
I've gotten robbed. They don't care. And I've gotten windows broken in. They don't care.
They don't care.
Ugh.
What are you going to do?
All they want to do is shoot you. Tase you.
Only if you're black. It's okay.
There we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
It's true. It's true.
I live in Brooklyn, so, you know, stop and frisk is kind of the illegal stop and frisks. They're everywhere.
They tried to stop. I guess there was a big complaint because there was a lot of them going on. And people would just get, you know, oh, hey, you. Yeah. And then let me ask you this. I'm not really a legal person, but can, if you're just walking in the street, can somebody be like, the cop be like, hey, excuse me, empty out your pockets?
They can't search you without reasonable suspicion.
They can.
They can't. You
they
can
can't.
Refuse, they can refuse a search. You can absolutely refuse a search.
Right.
Unless
they but that, that's like the procedure to be like, oh, well, now he's hiding something. Now they're hiding something.
Yeah, but it's still not, it's not reasonable suspicion.
Sure.
It's just...
But now we live in a complete police state where they feel like
they
can.
They can haul your ass to jail.
Sure,
and
yeah.
They can, you know, they can put you in a precinct and then maybe find something that they're not supposed to be able to stop you.
Were you?
It's tough when you're always holding, so that's the problem.
Well, the statistic
you're always
is that,
guilty.
That, you know, it's like white males are more probable to have.
You can't trust the white guy anymore.
Yeah.
Than black and Hispanics. And yet, black and Hispanics are... Stop three more.
Or Flamencan.
Or Flamencan. Flamencans
are the worst.
Flamencans.
They're terrible. Were you in support of the whole Occupy Wall Street movement? Were you down there playing your mariachi?
I didn't go down there. I was forbidden to go down there.
Who forbade you?
Because I have a son. And know, my family was like, you can't get arrested. I was like,
oh.
I guess you're right.
You got a little bambino?
I have a
little Flamencan child.
Really?
I do.
Let's talk. Can we get into this? Can we talk about
a little bit, sure.
Okay. I mean,
a little bit. What do you want to know about a child?
Yeah, I know. What do you want to know about?
I always think it's nice. It's not like a surprise, but it's like, oh, she's got a kid.
I've taken him to gigs. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Neat.
I took him to a show I did with Khaki King, and he was like meowing. He was four. And he was meowing at me from the back of the room, and I could hear him clear as day, like between my songs, just meow, you know,
just heckling you,
and
just meowing.
He's basically,
at you.
And he hasn't stopped since. But yeah, I kind of.
Do you ever bring him up on stage with you?
He doesn't dare.
Really?
Yeah, he's shy. He's really shy.
You should be like, listen, you can come up on stage and meow as much as you want.
He doesn't.
That'd be like, that would get really crazy. You know, it'd get really psychedelic. We'll start meowing. Everyone in the whole audience will start meowing. It'll turn into a huge thing. We'll all storm out of the auditorium, everyone meowing. No one will know what's going on. It'll get crazy.
It's going to get nuts.
I did get some like comments from the audience, and I was like, yeah, good tits. Well, you know. They were like, rock and roll, Mom. And I was like, that's not what social services said. But, because it was like almost midnight, and I still had him out. But, yeah, no, I have a kid. He's really awesome.
Nice. Now, let me ask you that.
He's not impressed by me at all.
Seven. That's a tough age. It's first grade, second grade?
Second grade.
I was a weird second grader. I am.
Not weirder than my kid.
No? He's a little strange?
Well, he's autistic. He has,
oh, okay.
He has like a more severe form of Asperger's. Like, it's called PPDNOS.
Okay.
PPDNOS. And, so he's like in a special school. It's kind of funny. It's really, I mean, I think
exactly.
I think neurodiverse funny. Children are hilarious. So
yeah,
I find them entertaining.
Gotcha.
So my kid is awesome.
Yeah. Well, he's the light of your life. I mean, he's the.
He is.
Yeah.
If he was neurotypical, though, I'd probably hate him.
What's that?
If he was not
just. Oh. Just like a regular.
Be like, oh, you're just like a normal kid.
You're just like a douche. Yeah. But now he's like, you're exactly. Like, okay.
But now, you know.
Now, does he have please, you know, tell me if, you know, I don't want to pry too much. I want to hear another song.
Tomorrow.
I want to hear want to hear some more music. I want to get into the.
Maybe you'll dance this time.
Maybe I'll dance. Maybe we'll get the other guitar in. You'll play a little bit with Sonia, and I'll sing.
You want to sing? You want to do
a little bit?
Oh man, maybe just sing. Do some background singing with it.
I do want to. If a caller calls in, I want to give away a signed CD. Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah.
Now we've promised this before in the past, but this time I mean it.
I actually have. CDs.
All right. So, top three callers, next three callers gets free signed CDs.
No, just one.
No, I'm going three.
Does she have three to give?
I think I might. I'm not sure.
She's got a kid.
I don't even know.
Sure. She's not getting paid. She's not getting, she needs to make her money. All right. So a signed CD, one signed CD. We'll see what happens.
We'll do two.
Two.
Sure.
All right. Happy meeting.
Compromise.
Right. This is like couples counseling. This is where my psychological training is.
Good.
This
is my therapy. You call in, you request a song that Giggles and Dave know, and Sonia can play. We'll sing it, and we'll get you the CD.
That's like three songs.
We'll just get you rapping over a song. That always makes me happy.
Maybe like a little spoken word over some.
Oh,
like,
I would like to hear you do some spoken words. Nice. Maybe do some spoken word.
We got a caller.
We'll do some.
I know exactly who this is, too, every time. Yo, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Johnny.
I owe him a CD.
You do owe him a CD. You were going to bring it up by bike.
And then my bike got stolen.
And then his bike got stolen. What's happening, buddy?
There's that one. The bike got stolen. Now there's dinner. It's been 35 days.
Yeah,
we owe you dinner.
Now there's another signed CD. It just keeps piling up.
It does. It does. That's why that's why you listen to us, to get things you'll never get.
Exactly.
So what's going on, John? How'd you enjoy that game yesterday, huh?
Happy man. I've been watching videos all day. When I got home from work, videos of some cat fans just crying. Videos of cat fans breaking their apartment.
I find it hilarious. Like there's two types of fans. There's the fans that revel in the demise of others, and then there's the fans that celebrate with the others. John is the type that revels in the demise of others. So what's the best thing you saw?
Yeah.
Like what were they breaking?
They broke everything. Oh, it's brutal. It looks like college kids, but they just start throwing every bottle they could find, every piece of furniture. It's quite hysterical, actually.
Bastards. All right, so let me ask this. I'm going to go around the room with this one. Madonna.
Oh.
I didn't see it.
You're lucky.
I was picking up a friend from the subway.
You're picking up a friend from the subway.
It's true.
What'd you think about Madonna out there, Johnny?
I don't know if she really sang everything, but the visuals of everything was pretty cool.
Did you find it to be, like, very homoerotic?
I think she wanted to out Gaga, Lady Gaga.
She
wanted to try to prove that she was still relevant and could still do it. And she certainly looked all right for a 50-some-odd-year-old.
53. Looked it up last night. 53 years old. Not bad.
Crap, she's older than
mom. Yeah, she's getting up there.
She's got better arms than any of us.
Material girl's getting up there.
No.
Yeah. But so, that was really just, I mean, this is a spectacle to behold. It really was just a sideshow. That game was just epic.
It was an epic game.
because as a New Yorker, not only doing better than seeing the Giants winning, he's getting to see the Pats lose. You gotta fucking hate the Pats. The only thing better than the Pats losing would be the Eagles losing. But you know what? The Pats losing
who's
the
true
Giants
fan.
Full again is the best thing ever.
It's true, buddy.
I have a question for Giants.
Oh, get in there.
They always have nightmares of Eli.
It just keeps going.
And the defensive players. Brady, I know. Nightmares about Justin.
All right, John.
Hey,
John.
Hey, John, I have a question for you. Are you going to go to the West Village and harass Tom Brady? Are you going to do that? Are you one of those? Are you like gonna hang around the West Village, and if you see Tom Brady, are you gonna harass him?
Not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea, is it?
I don't think so.
As soon as he comes home, do you think he's
going
on vacation?
I might get to hang out with Vince Wilfork soon, though.
Just hang out with Wilfork and be like, "You lost it, buddy."
Well, supposedly he's never actually come and hung out in New York. He's coming with an old friend of his, and we might end up at a bar with him. But that would be interesting. I don't think he was supposed to come the week after the Super Bowl, but. That was long before the Giants and the Pats played each other, so somehow I don't see it happening next weekend.
Well, you know what we see happening next weekend, John? We're taking you out to dinner. I can't say we can't spend more than like $50, but we're going to take maybe Chili's is having a dinner dinner for two for $20.
Right.
So we're
going
to go to Chili's. Let's do it.
On your birthday, dude.
Yeah,
let's
do it. There we go.
We're
dinner
going.
Up in Foxwoods. Boom.
Boom. Boom. Free $7.99 steak.
All right,
steak.
Boys. Well, good show. Keep it rocking there. And, yeah, I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, cool, buddy.
Thanks, Johnny.
Later. I think from that.
I'm glad we don't have to give him a CD.
We still got another one to give away. 646-915-9228. But we did give one away.
We did.
I think from there, I think we should hit up another song.
Let's do
sure.
it.
Sure.
If you're up for it.
Already there.
Sonia Montez.
Doing what song are we gonna do?
This one's gonna be off my new record. It's called Fall. You said I could get under your skin, that I missed it, leave it behind. Thoughts or recourse and rewind. Even the score got me to nowhere and misunderstood. You stayed confused and we were both used. So you want me to stay just to have your way? I say no, I gotta fight. Now your bruises look at just the way that they should, but I can't save ya when you're this high. I fall from the sky. Five, I'm stuck 6 feet under the weathering of this breaking heart, but it never even started. I'm in too deep, but not in love or something like lost. So you want me to stay just to have your way? I'll say no, I gotta fight. Now your bruises look like just the way that they should, but I can't save ya when you're this high. So watch me from your clouds as I fall from the sky. Just the way.
not to be confused with spring, but fall.
Fall.
By Sonia Mont.
Gosh, this might be one of my favorite shows.
Favorite shows of ever. All time.
I don't know if it's. I will say that I got a new mic today, and I'm not gonna say it's the mic's doing. But everything. She sounds really good.
Sounds great.
I mean, it's clear. It's just.
I think it's more about the singer than it is about the equipment.
It's true. You know, that's when people are like, oh, you got a really nice camera. It must be the camera to take good photos. I was like, yeah, it helps.
No, it's the tripod.
It's the tripod. Jesus. Don't even get me started on that, kid. Sonia, oh my gosh, let me tell you, thank you. This is wonderful.
Oh, no worries.
I do. If for the listeners out here listening, I want one more from you before
sure.
we end.
Yeah.
We got about 13 minutes. If anybody wants to call in. And request a song, 646-915-9228.
Sure.
We're going to give away a signed CD. We've already promised John one. Sure. And I will say congrats on the air to John because he's gone 35 days without a cigarette. 35 days without a cigarette. And we owe him a dinner.
We do owe him a dinner because
of
it.
And a CD. Sure. So, nice. But we're proud of him. That's tough.
I understand that. I quit smoking once.
Once.
And the last one.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Nice. So once was it.
No, I quit a few times after
so
that.
So it was more than once.
Oh, way more.
Now, what was it that got you through it? Was it a book? Was it your
pure
kid?
Pure willpower, baby.
Pure willpower.
Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, I had to.
Was there just, what that's got to be
well,
the worst.
Well, was it when
it
you were pregnant?
It was horrible. I was, no. Of course I didn't smoke when I was pregnant.
I know, but is that made you quit? Was it that the catalyst that made you quit?
No, because I started smoking after that as well.
After that.
It was really bad. I just kind of stopped. You know, my voice was suffering, and I had enough of people telling me to stop smoking because I was a singer. And
I believe it's Pink. Not 100% sure on this, but she has a thing where every time before she goes on stage, she'll smoke 4 cigarettes. She's not a smoker, she claims, but she only smokes right before she goes on stage, and she'll smoke 4 cigarettes.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
She's got that raspy voice.
It's a raspy voice. And I think it's something that will, enhances. And it'll probably develop.
Yeah.
It'll probably develop into an addiction. You know, it's like at some point
she's
going to be smoking outside of it. And then, you know, it'll just get heavier and heavier.
It's like every time before we do the show, I freak out about
something. You freak out.
And like.
The mic is falling apart.
All right, I'm going to buy you a new mic stand.
It's about time.
Tomorrow.
All right, go on. What were you saying? Don't stop because of me, man.
No,
it's true. Every time before the show, I freak out a little bit. But today wasn't so bad. I was all right. Like, what would you say? Like, on a 1 to 10 freak out level? You don't really know me too well,
I know,
but like,
I know. It wasn't too bad.
It was just like a little bit, you know. What about when you first came over to the studio? When I was, how was the entrance? How was like the?
It's dope.
Was it nice? Did you like? I'm trying this new thing where I'm like offering people water, coffee, whatever they need. You know.
I know. You were very gracious host.
Everything's cool. Everything's cool.
You were freaking out. Over
no, I'm just looking for the wizard behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Do you have a weird Sonia? Do you have a weird like going over to somebody's house story where you go over there and it's just like, oh, this house smells kind of funny. Like there's like. Cats, like they didn't change the litter for like 5 weeks.
What are you talking about?
Like, you know, when you walk into somebody's house, there's like a smell, or like
when I come
like
over, you're here. That cat,
I clean the litter box pretty well.
You don't clean it.
I do. I have to clean it. I clean it. Don't you worry about it. I don't have to, I just do. And we're not getting into this. Sonia, what's going on?
All right, hold on a second. Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
The air?
You're on the air. Talk.
Yo, David Giggles, it's Jersey Josh.
Jersey Josh. Yes. What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
We're good. How you been? We haven't seen you in ages.
Oh, I miss you guys. I miss you.
We got to get you back on the show.
I haven't been listening. And when you call on the show, it says, press 1 if you want to talk to the host, or hold, and you'll be able to listen to the show. So I was like, all right, let me listen to the show a little. I don't even know what they're talking about. And there you are. Boom.
That's pretty good. Well, we haven't talked to you.
Listen, so I'm lost.
That's true. We haven't talked to you since you said you were going to come on the show and drink as much soda as humanly possible.
And eat as much chocolate as humanly possible.
That's true.
The kid loves candy.
He does.
I don't know why.
He loves the sugar.
He loves the sugar. So, Jersey Josh, I want you to tell us what's going on specifically.
Pacifically.
I want you to tell us about the best music festival on the planet right now on the East Coast. Tell us about...
And also, Josh, you just won yourself a CD. You were the second caller.
A signed CD.
Signed CD by SoniaMontez.com.
Tell us about the Catskill Chill.
Every time we get to this time.
You're striking a nerve in my heart.
Can we...
Rudy, love. Catskill
I'm going to sit back
is simply the greatest festival to arise in the Northeast in many an age. And it's tucked away at a beautiful, special place in the middle of the hills of Hancock, New York, which is the western edge of the Catskills, at a performing arts camp. So after all the kids leave, this beautiful campus on the lake in the woods, beautiful infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
You know, 3,000 friendly, loving hippies descend upon the mountain and dance and love and create community for the whole weekend. It's beautiful.
They're hippies.
They're a bunch of hippies.
We're like way...
But they're
loving
hippies as opposed to...
We're in February, though. I mean, this isn't until like what?
September.
Oh, it's... Yes, this isn't until September.
So we got,
why don't we talk about it when we get a little closer?
I'm just... You got to build it, you know?
Build it. We're in February.
Hey, I didn't bring this up.
Exactly. I wasn't talking to you, Josh. I'm talking to the kid in the yellow sweater across from me.
All right, tell us what... I hear you got a new job. Tell us about this.
Oh, I got a great new job.
The Josh
and
show.
With the, a common friend, I believe, Andrew, works there. It's a great place. This place, they CIP Entertainment. They handle the VIP packages and travel packages for all the biggest festivals and
all right.
in our country.
So now I want to hear, what's the best story of a famous person you got so far?
The best what?
Best story you got from doing one of these VIP things you got so far.
Oh, easy. It's a feel-good story. So there's a band called the Fresh Beat Band. They're a huge
oh, my kid loves that band.
Nickelodeon Jr.
Yeah, my kid is obsessed
What's
with that band.
You heard about them?
My kid is obsessed with that band. Like, sincerely obsessed with that band.
Yeah, the Fresh Beat Band is huge. So they have this tour going across the whole country. And the shows, they've added shows because they sell so quickly. And even the shows they add sell out within seconds. Like, literally 15 seconds. So then we run the VIP packages where the kids get to actually... meet the band and like dance with them and have a meet and greet photo opportunity. And there's a lot of I haven't seen the show still, but apparently like they it's really helpful for kids that have like
what's the name of the band?
The Fresh Beat Band
or rough situation. And this one mom calls up and she's like talking about you know how her child has cerebral palsy and she just has to get her son to be able to meet this band. He went to a show once before ever, like, and it was a Fresh Beat Band, and it was the only time he didn't have, like, he didn't freak out from loud noise. He actually had a great time, all the stuff. So anyway, long story short, it was completely sold out. I talked to the supervisor. I made shit happen. The woman was, like, in tears like she won the lottery. Her husband called and left a message and wrote an email about, like, how I, you know, helped him get to see the Fresh Beat Band, and, you know, it's a big thing in her life. So I felt like... I felt like Oprah Winfrey for a day.
Feel good story of the year.
And you get a preschool band. Great. And you get a preschool band.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I'm looking at a live performance. These kids are loving it. These kids are going nuts.
They do. They go into my kid. Like, he would stop whatever he's doing and start dancing as soon as he sees his band.
It's like, it's good.
It's like baby crack. I don't...
These kids are like 5 years old dancing their asses off.
Seriously.
Jersey Josh, I want to ask you a question. What's the name of the song? It's time to pay your dues, right?
Time to pay your dues.
Is he off?
No, he's still there. Josh, you there?
Yeah, the name of the what?
What's that music video you were in, Time to Pay Your Dues? Who do I look up? I want to play a little bit of that as we're leaving tonight.
The song that I'm in?
Yeah.
Oh, time to pay my dues?
Time to pay my dues.
The video?
Yeah.
Time to pay my dues by the Stone Gang.
Oh, nice. This is directed by
that's me.
Berman, who Dave actually knows.
Yep.
It's true, I do know him. I work for him.
This is Josh. Josh is a white dude. And he's that's him.
Directed by Dick.
Here, I'll turn it around so you can see Josh.
To Josh? Josh isn't here.
No, Josh is in this video.
Oh, I can see Josh. I see. Yeah, there he is.
Wait, is that him?
Yeah.
That's Jersey Josh.
Oh, that's awesome.
You look so badass, buddy.
It's like the Jersey version of...
He kept saying to me, I'd never met Berman before. He kept saying to me, you got to look hard into the camera.
You're looking hard.
Like, yeah, you don't know me.
I wouldn't mess with you.
Like,
you look so hard, buddy.
I would be afraid that you would mug me.
So really quick before we let you go, Josh, I want to ask you, because you're living in Bed-Stuy. You're a white Jewish dude.
This is true. He is.
You're kind of like you stick out like a sore thumb.
He's the softest, hardest guy I've ever seen in a rap video.
Tell us your best Bed-Stuy story.
Oh my god! Oh man!
Within 2 minutes.
It's too late. I'm looking at the time. I don't know what I can tell you right off the bat, but. I can't think of the, I don't know why it keeps popping in my head. It's just with the time I heard gunshots like a few weeks ago in my room, and I run to my window and I'm like, oh, I gotta start videotaping. And then I see like a 12-year-old kid running down the center of the block in broad daylight shooting his gun at somebody else in the middle of the street.
Shit.
And when I realized I could run to the other side of the room and hide behind the couch. So.
Yeah.
No, that's not the best story.
Yeah, you're hard, buddy. You're super hard living in Bushwick.
Super hard. I remember Josh.
Big hard.
The cop went up to Josh and was like, "What are you doing here? You're crazy." But
shit.
All right, Josh, buddy. We're gonna let you go. Good call in. We gotta get you back in studio.
Love
to miss you. Come in soon. All right, we're gonna get to Sonia playing the last song,
and
maybe you'll do some harmonizing with her.
I'm gonna let a good thing go.
Let a good thing go.
All right, and we'll close this out on this. We'll let Sonia close us out, and then on air production meeting.
On air production meeting. Doing.
Since we gave away two CDs, I'll do one from the CD that
you're gonna get.
The first track, "Little Jealousy."
Little Jealousy, Sonia Montes.
Catching up to the arms that would hold you. Torturous songs of love and loss, crying the tears that would have had drowned you. I tried to let go, but the bandits only want more shuffle her loose. To start a new breath, and they are still sleeping in her bed, hungover. I don't. You by as you get older, are you really gonna spend these years getting over her when she was by your side? Your misery just blew your mind back when your heart couldn't fly. I
fantastic.
Sonia Montez.
Sonia Montez.
Where can we see you next?
Well, I'm having my birthday show February, yeah, I can't even say that word right now, 21st at Rockwood Music Hall.
Oh, shit. That's a good place. February 21st.
Mm-hmm. At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Rockwood.
Rockwood Music Hall.
Okay.
I have the Marietti Girls coming and my regular band.
Nice. Oh,
my
double gosh. Feature. Double feature.
Whoa.
It's going to be really good.
I might be into that. Yeah. I could be into an all-girl mariachi band.
I like it.
February 21st, Rockwood Music Hall. Send us an email and just a reminder because we're going to plug it.
Sure.
And we also want to ask you another question. Mm-hmm. Get your friends who are musicians because we want this thing where you get the next guest.
Yeah.
Or if you know anybody, we do the show every Sunday or Monday. Nice, you know, people. It switches up a little bit. But
So it's Sonia Montez, MONTEZ.
Yep.
At .com.
.com.
Not at, just straight up
.com.
.com.
Or
.com.
Facebook or Twitter.
Or soniamontez.bandcamp.com. You can hear your songs there, right?
Yep.
And you can buy your songs there too, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Me.
This
yeah.
is,
awesome.
I kind of, I wish you could just come over and just play for me all the time.
Sure.
I've tried to do that for people, but they don't like when I play with myself. that was low. That was bad. That
we
was
need
bad.
To go there. This was a classy
it was
show.
So classy, and then I
and
just
then you
ruined it.
Fucked it up. Fucked it up.
Shit, man.
Man, I don't know what to do with you anymore.
Jeez.
You know, you're just ruining my life.
Ruining it. Birthday weekend.
Birthday weekend.
Happy birthday to Dave.
It's
happy
true.
Birthday to Dave's dad.
Dave's dad.
Happy
Sonia.
Sonia.
Birthday's coming up.
21st.
My mom's birthday is coming up. Nice. Things are popping.
A lot of people's birthdays.
Don't forget to turn up my...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. You're up. You're good. You're good. You're good.
All right. Then we're all good. Right. Oh, that's not the one I wanted to press. That's not
we gotta
that's
do it.
The one there I wanted to press.
All right. Sonia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And while you were playing that song, I don't know if you saw in the background, I
totally
put up one of the videos that John put up about New England trashing their apartment. And at the bottom of the screen, it said worldclasshiphop.com. I think it was completely staged. I think what you saw was a sham, John.
Well, World Man. Star Hip Hop, they
World Star
post videos of like people fighting.
Is that what they do?
Cops beating people up.
I
kids
love
fighting.
Cops beating people up.
It's happening a lot more lately.
Surprised they don't beat you. You don't go out much.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm also white.
You are white. But I would beat you up, though.
It's true.
You look like the type of kid that deserves to be beat up.
You're saying you look like a hippie?
Dirty.
Dirty hippie. Well, he doesn't shower much. He doesn't go out much. He hangs around with a cat and takes a lot of pictures of it.
It's true. You can see them.
I would beg you
like
not.
Like most of the population?
Right.
That
I would
is.
Beg you not to be friends with him on Facebook because all you'll see are cat pictures.
So, like the rest of my... feed.
Oh, the rest of your feed. Bunch
pictures.
Of cat pictures. Just like Reddit. Reddit.com. Just cat pictures.
Oh, that's awful.
It is awful.
Well, this has truly been a pleasure. This is, I have to say, this is one of our best shows ever.
Yeah, you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah. Good February times. 21st, Rockwood Music Hall at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Sonia Montez.
And I encourage everyone to, you know, say happy birthday to me tomorrow on Facebook. Self-promotion. Whatever. I don't care.
Good
anyway,
show.
Good show. Sony again, thank you very much. SoniaMontez.com.
Why am I doing this?
And yeah, now you feel good. Did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun.
Good.
Tell your friends. We're going to give you this show as a link to download it. We
and
need
nice.
To spread it.
Yeah,
nice.
And don't forget to give us a couple CDs. We're going
to
hand them out.
But you keep saying, you're like, did you come to New York? You got to spread it. Like, what are you trying to say?
He'll do it every
here?
Time.
It's
every
true.
Time.
Shock, shock.
Shock, shock.
Shock, shock.
All right, boys and girls. We bid you good night. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Next week?
Every
right
week.
Before Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll talk about you on Valentine's Day. We'll see what's happening.
It's true.
All right.
Good show.
Good show.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.
It's really just ended on good show.